Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Eric Mahabarak joins us now, and Eric, thanks for joining us to give us a little bit of report. What's going on in the kayak world of fishing?
Oh, well, Darren, you know, they got the big motor dispute going on. I'm not necessarily for it. I'm not against it if you're 65 or you have a handicap or something like that. I think that's a great thing. For new people getting in, it's a little rough, you know, with the prices of things. But that's technology, Don. You know, we didn't have, you know, I remember when the depth finders came out, people went back and forth on it and the pedal drives and all that. So I think it'll be worked out. I think they should allow, you know, a time period, like a year or so, since it was voted in, so that everybody could get a motor or have opportunity to get one for those who choose. But anyway, that's kind of my outlook on it. I think it kind of takes away from the sport a little bit, but that's just me, you know. But, you know, it should be fun to watch and see how things turn out, you know, now that people are having motors. So
do you think there's enough potential participants to have two divisions, a motorized and a paddle, more pedal?
Don, I think they could do two divisions. I think they should leave the, let's just say, the minimalist is still the lead prize or whatever, and have a division just like they have a women's division or a children's division or a golden oldie division. I think that would be good. Offer maybe like a gift certificate or something, you know, $100 gift certificate or something like that. And then let the big prize, like the kayak that they give away at the bigger tournaments. I would think that would be better because it would still be able to involve people who has a pirogue and can fish, you know, in it, or a canoe or a pelican kayak or something like that, you know, instead of a big fancy kayak like most of us have these days. You know, it gives opportunity for people to get in and try. And also, you know, the kids are the future of the sport. And of course, the technology and stuff, I have a 16-year-old, he's all over technology. This is part of the growing thing is what I see.
Well, I'm sure it'll work itself out and seek its own level and be settled at some point. Now, let's talk a little about some spots to go fish. We're into that wintertime fishing. What techniques or tactics does a kayaker change to when you get these colder temperatures like this?
Well, Darren, personally, it depends on what we're targeting. Like right now, you know, the trout and stuff like that, they're getting on the oyster reefs, you know, and the cuts. I find the oyster reefs, and when the sun comes up and it warm up a little bit, the trout are pulled to that. Also, you'll pick up some redfish during that time. The redfish are still being picked up in the ponds. Some are in the cuts. Some are in some deeper water. But the water water is cooling off, so things are going to be moving slower. A lot of people like to downsize their artificial lures during the wintertime, and that, I believe that's true when it gets really, really cold. You know, I still, this time of year, throw big, you know, 4, 5, 6-inch baits, but I'm always chasing a big fish, so, you know, I believe big fish, big bait, but that's just me. Something else that's going on really good right now, too, is that the sheephead down in Plaquemines Parish, like along the rocks in Empire, if you launch it, the Empire Marina right there, just go down the rocks and use a jig head with shrimp. Man, you could load the boat up, any structure, anywhere you know they got pylons down there or oyster reefs or something. Man, to put some dead shrimp, or if you can get a piece of crab, they'll eat that too. It's really easy. I'm saying easy fishing, but you know how fishing is. But it's really good, and it's something you could take a kid to do and then catch a pile of fish with, you know, with short distances.
Don't undergun either. Those sheephead can fight. You get a big 6-7 pound sheephead on there, that's a lot that the ultralight can handle for sure. Well, listen, Eric, some of your fans are out there. We got one saying, yay for Captain Bigfoot. You're the green egg hero. And we got Roy and Todd there also listening to Captain Dirty, another nickname in Springfield. So your fan club is alive and well this morning. Eric, you're one of the few guys that take people out in kayaks and on charters. Tell them how to get a hold of if somebody's interested in doing that with you.
Yeah, Don. Well, you can find me on your website or get in touch with you, and you can give them my number, or they could text me on my phone or give me a call. Also on Facebook, the Louisiana Kayak Company, and Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, and that's about how you can get in touch with me. I'm out of here.
All right.
I'm getting ready to leave right now. Matter of fact, to go catch me some of them sheephead because I like to eat them.
I know they are definitely Fat Boy approved. All right, thank you,
yeah,
Eric.
Sure.
We appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you next time.
All right, Don, have a great week, man. We'll yell at you, all right?
All righty, there he goes, a guy of many names, Captain Raccoon Feet, Dirty, you know, Bigfoot. They got a lot of names for him. Great guy, does a good service, too.